Dr. Buttar, we are just facing such a difference in our world. Someone was just saying to me today that it's not the same world that we grew up in, and I don't know if we'll ever find that innocence of pre-COVID, but something about COVID let us know that something very evil had been unleashed and that had been in the background and now was exposed in a way. And yet still bad things are happening. In Canada, for instance, the shots are still being, they are forcing it on all medical staff and nurses in British Columbia. And this is a very tyrannical province. Dr. Bonnie Henry being one of the hugest tyrants. I don't know. She has nice, pretty blonde hair and a nice smile. And she's just wicked, evil underneath it all. So something has been exposed. And I'm wondering if you could take us through. I remember you were like literally losing it trying to get the message across. Like you were so upset. How have you navigated that? You kind of disappeared for a while, and I'm not certain, you know, what happened, but and then you're back lately.
Well, Lauren, so I can clarify this. I had people that me in, you know, different states. I was traveling, and they would see me, they'd recognize me, and they would like, we thought you were dead. We didn't know what happened to you. And basically what had happened was that YouTube did try to assassinate me. It was like a character assassination. So we had 89 videos that had hit a million or more views within the first 12 hours of being released that they took down. And then they finally took my channel down. I had millions of followers. I had two different times, once in June of 2020 and then again in September or October of 2020, where I had had no subscribers on my YouTube channel for literally 2 to 3 months. And then unbelievably, in 48 hours, I have 84,000 new subscribers. And then that happened again in October. I had 73,000 new subscribers in literally 24 hours. First time it was 48 hours. Second time it was 24 hours. But it was like somebody was blocking the block button and then forgot to block it in those 2 days. And, you know, it was massive. So it wasn't that I disappeared. It was that they took my voice away and Facebook followed. Yeah. You know, shortly after that, the only social media platform that didn't take me down was Twitter. And I had 90 some thousand subscribers on there. And, you know, it was my smallest platform by far. I think the next smallest one was Instagram. And we had like 400,000 on there. So they basically took me down to stop the voice. And here's what was interesting. I did a video with Dr. Bruce Lipton and Nia Peoples, who used to be the star from a show called Fame and Ranger Walker, Texas Ranger. And so this video that the three of us did was on a subject called love and gratitude. We didn't talk about politics. We didn't talk about cancer. We didn't talk about autism. We didn't talk about vaccinations. We didn't talk about COVID. We didn't talk about Trump. We didn't talk about anything that could be construed as controversial. All we talked about was love and gratitude and sending that to somebody else on the other side of the planet. That's all we did. That video hit 1.87 million views in the first 12 hours on YouTube, and YouTube took that video down. And Dr. Lipton's wife texted me. She said, why would they take a video like that down? It doesn't make any sense. You guys didn't say anything. And that's when I realized what they fear. It's not the information that we're putting out. It's what they fear is people becoming empowered, because once they become empowered, they can no longer control us. They can no longer victimize anyone. They can no longer take advantage of you. So they don't want people to realize and discover their power. And so that's why the censorship has been so rampant. And, you know, I didn't know what your show was about, but it was interesting that you started off and you talked a little bit about your political beliefs. And then you also read a passage from the Bible. And you obviously saw that my second major was theology. So yeah. I'm going to go into an area that I don't normally talk about. But I want to show you something, too, in a video that I think your producer has pulled up. But okay. I had a journey that took place in December, on December 12th. It was recorded, and it was one of those experiences that I would have I think I labeled it the most unexpected encounter that I would have ever expected. And I have a very strong belief in the Creator. I choose not to follow a religion anymore because I've studied too much about religion and theology. But I can tell you that my experience on December 12th, which is a 2.5-hour recording of my encounter with the Creator basically told me that it was now time for people to be reminded that they must exercise free will. And so this video, JT, if we can play that, that'd be great. I appreciate that.
We're done. The chimeric research, despite having a moratorium by the U.S. government to prevent any chimeric research basically means that they're taking a naturally occurring substance or virus, in this case, and then mutating it, genetically modifying it, changing the configuration morphologically to gain function. It's called a gain of function study or gain of function research. And that basically means that they're making something that already may have some potential to cause harm, making it more harmful, making it more virulent, making it more resistant. And basically, that's what I found, that they took the SHC014 strain of coronavirus, the surface antigen component, and brought in the backbone from the SARS coronavirus, put them together, and then inserted HIV and MERS orthologs on top of it to make a more virulent, more detrimental virus.
What I think you're talking about is the moratorium that was placed, and then $3.7 million from the National Institute of Health was transferred to China so they could continue this research, even though the moratorium, so they basically outsourced this research to China. Is this the same topic we're talking about here? This news is just breaking?
So it goes back to 2014. The U.S. government decided, based upon certain virologists at that time, saying that, look, there's no justification for this kind of research. There's a potential for it to cause harm, cause a pandemic. So there's no justification for us to do this type of research. So the government passed a moratorium in 2014. Fauci approved monies to be sectioned for this type of research. He created this entire cascade that we're seeing with the world shutdown was created by this initial aspect back in 2015. He broke the law. He went against government moratoriums. He took taxpayer money and he funded research that has now led to the COVID-19. Fauci, in 2017, he was documented at Georgetown University saying that there will be a pandemic that this presidency will face, that this term will face. How did he know that in 2017 that something was going to happen in 2018, 19, or 2020? There's no virus bacteria that jumped 13 feet. It defies every logical aspect of science and medicine. And what really, really pisses me off is that there are thousands, tens of thousands of doctors and scientists out there that know that this is a fraud and they're not saying anything. For God's sake, this is changing the planet. And every scientist and every doctor that knows this to be a facade needs to open their mouth and speak. People need to wake up and realize there is a massive criminal component to this. They're pushing this agenda for a vaccine. Why? All the projected deaths from COVID-19, it's not going to be from COVID-19, it's not going to be from H1N1, it's not going to be from Zika, it's not going to be from any of these other issues, it's going to be from the damn vaccines.
Thank you, Mr. President. U.S. intelligence is saying this week that the coronavirus likely came from a level 4 lab in Wuhan. There's also another report that the NIH under the Obama administration in 2015 gave that lab $3.7 million in a grant. Why would the U.S. give a grant like that to China?
The Obama administration gave them a grant of $3.7 million. I've been hearing about that. And we've instructed that if any grants are going to that area, we're looking at it literally about an hour ago and also early in the morning. We will end that grant very quickly, but it was granted quite a while ago. They were granted a substantial amount of money.
Whoever Dr. Fauci is in your mind, he is a government bureaucrat, and you are comparing him to Hitler, Nazis.
I am.
Who killed 6 million Jews.
I think this number is going to be higher.
You think Dr. Fauci is involved in some kind of plot to kill millions of people? I just want to make sure I understand.
Again,
this.
Drew, I'm a reasonable person. You're asking me what I think, and I said it could be this, but I can tell you that Dr. Fauci is not an innocent bystander. He's very well aware of what he's doing, and the extent of it and his involvement, I don't know. I'm not privy to that information. I think that the COVID vaccine is very effective at what it was designed for, perhaps, but it's not preventing death, certainly not.
It's not preventing death?
No. People don't die from COVID. You've already seen the data. So why are we getting a vaccine that causes more deaths than the problem itself?
6.34 billion doses of this vaccine have been given. If you're right, people be dropping dead all around this whole...
It's not orchestrated to do that.
It's not orchestrated to do that.
Each vaccine has been geared up So you can look at the ingredients of the vaccines themselves. It's all been published. We already see thousands of people dying. This Delta variant is all vaccine injury. I mean, the CDC's own data is showing that now. I don't want to be part of this mass genocide that I see happening. And I think that what's going on right now will be remembered as the worst time in history compared to what World War II happened.
You are raising doubt about a vaccine.
I hope I am, because I hope more people take heed of the warning that is necessary.
You think I'm vaccinated, right? You think I have a time bomb in me and I'm going to die?
Well, I hope not, but I'll be happy to meet you in 3 years and then see how you're doing.
But you think that's possible?
I think that it's probable.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin with this guy, but how I'm stunned that he still has a license. But I mean, this is just incredible, the stuff that this guy is saying.
This guy is disinforming patients he doesn't even know or meet, and that is the problem. People sitting at home on the internet believing that this guy, who very much reminds me, Anderson, of that pillow guy, who's looking at basic facts and so misinterpreting them that it's hard to believe, but he is doing it in such a way that he's telling these people and convincing them not to get a life-saving vaccine.
We have some stunningly heartbreaking news to share with you this morning, that our colleague, our friend, and truly distinguished CNN journalist Drew Griffin passed away in the last 24 hours.
There's breaking news just 2 days after we learned of the Department of Energy's admittedly low confidence assessment that the COVID pandemic began with a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Tonight on Fox, FBI Director Christopher Wray publicly acknowledged the FBI believes it too, with what sounds like higher confidence.
Well, we are 3 years into the COVID-19 pandemic and we are finally getting somewhere on how this came to be. FBI Director Christopher Wray said the pandemic was likely caused by a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Now, this has always been a theory, but it was considered a conspiracy theory for a very long time, so much so that mainstream media refused to touch the story.
The head of the FBI in the United States has said the coronavirus pandemic is most likely to have emerged from a Chinese laboratory. In an interview with Fox News, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, said his agency had held that assessment for some time. It's the first public confirmation of the FBI's judgment on the issue.
Well, the director of the FBI says the agency believes that the COVID pandemic was most likely connected to a lab incident in Wuhan.
Major news today. The FBI has come out publicly to say COVID-19 most likely leaked from a Wuhan lab. FBI Director Christopher Wray also spoke about the Chinese government blocking any investigation into the origins of the pandemic. These are his strongest comments yet.
The FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan.
For God's sake, this is changing the planet, and every scientist and every doctor that knows this to be a facade needs to open their mouth and speak.
Wow.
So it was, and I appreciate you indulging me by showing that, but it actually, that footage of the interviewer that was taken with a hidden camera, and it's never been seen before, but you can see that he was challenging me, and they were basically accusing me of warning people, and then 14 months later, he's dead. And, you know, nobody's death is desired, obviously, but I like to believe if you follow the monotheistic religions, that revenge is not of ours, you know. Revenge is God's right. And of course, God is not revengeful, but many of us are taught that. So, you know, at the end of the day, I hope more people hear that. And this message is being released now just to remind people this experience that I had where the literal contact with God. I know it sounds probably like I'm sounding like I'm crazy, but that's what I was told, that exercise free will, remind everyone that you must exercise free will. And taking the vaccine, or being manipulated to take the vaccine because you get free ice cream or you get a discount on a purchase of concert tickets, or you have to take the vaccine if you want to go on this cruise, and you say, okay, fine, I'll take the vaccine, that is not exercising free will. Exercising free will means to do the right thing no matter what the consequences, no matter what the price is. You know what the right thing is and you do it. You don't comply. You don't become complicit, because by complying, you become complicit. So exercising free will means to stand your ground and to do what's the right thing to do. And we have to take care of our children, of those people that we're responsible to. And so when people make a decision like this, a lax decision, they're not realizing that their actions are allowing a path to be cut in the road that will allow others behind them to start following that way. So it's our responsibility to always do the right thing, so our children and those that we have influence over also see that as a role model and move forward. So I think the world is a very different place. And you mentioned as we started the show that you're not sure if we're going to ever enjoy that innocence again. But Laura Lynn, I would say that there is a process of evolution that's taking place here. The planet itself is a live entity, and humans are like fleas on a dog. The dog is going to change. The planet's going to change. It doesn't care whether we're here or not. And this is now a time that that process, as a shift is occurring, there are those people that understand and see, and there are other people that don't understand and see. And I think that this is what that phrase, you know, heaven on earth, those that believe heaven on earth is possible, they're going to create that heaven on earth. And those people that believe that's not possible, it's going to be their hell. Right, the creator in all the monotheistic religions, in Islam and Christianity and Judaism, the belief that the creator, that God created us in his image. And if the creator created us in his image, by default, by definition, we are then creators. And therefore, it's up to us to create the outcome that we want. So we have the power and the ability to create the outcome that we want. We just have to understand that as we evolve, that part of that evolutionary process, and remember, evolution is all designed to make you faster, stronger, better, whatever the case is. And as we are evolving, there's a component of that evolution called growth. While growth is a phase of evolution that can be difficult, that can be tumultuous, that can be downright difficult and painful. And that's what we're going through. That growth is necessary to get rid of the old before the new can come in. And so that's the process that we're in right now, because I believe that we are on the precipice of a new world, of a world, not the new world order that they want us to believe, but a new world where abundance and tolerance is the mainstay, because we are surrounded by God's abundance, right? But we have been trained for generations to believe that there's not enough. There's not enough food. There's not enough money. There's not enough land so we can build on. There's not enough resources. And that's all hogwash, because God is not a God of limitation. There's abundance all around us. I mean, when you look at a tree, can you ever imagine counting the leaves on one tree? And then think about the number of leaves on that tree times how many trees are out on the planet, or the number of blades of grass in a field. It's impossible to count the number of blades of grass in a field. But then you take those number of blades of grass in that one field, and then how many fields are there? You can do this over and over again. The number of grains of sand on a beach, and then how many beaches are there, et cetera, et cetera. It's incredible how abundant the Creator made our planet. And yet there's this thought that we don't have enough, that we must live in poverty. That's a mindset that's been created. It's been created by our parents, by our grandparents, by our teachers, by our religious leaders, by our politicians. Maybe many of them had good intentions, but, you know, the path to hell is paved with good intentions, right? So it's not about the intentions. It's about really what the message is. And I think that if people just remember, you know, that I went through a very difficult personal health challenge a few months. I was in the ICU. I had been poisoned with this 200 times the amount of what's in the vaccinations. And I've said publicly, you know, you'd have to shoot me in the head with lead, i.e. a bullet, because I'm never going to take the vaccine. So I was actually intentionally poisoned. And part of it was, I believe, right before that scene, or right after that scene, in an interview. But regardless of what happened, the message I want people to know is remember the importance of exercising free will. And then also, as a default, as a backup, slow down. And remember that God is in control. And that's all you need to worry about. The rest of it, become as self-sustainable as you can. Grow your own food. Try to do whatever you can, because the next thing that's going to happen, it's not going to be another pandemic with a virus, because they know that they've used that up and nobody's going to believe it. So now the next thing is going to be climate change. And then it's going to be the currency of the world. And then it's going to be some other emergency. They're always trying to create these emergencies. But again, remember, just slow down and remember that God's in control. And soon, I don't know whether it's going to be a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. I have no idea. But their time is coming to an end. And, you know, when people talk about end of times, I believe this is the end of times. But it's not the end of times, like the end world's going to end. I believe it's an end of an era of thousands of years, and the new time now where humans are truly going to be in a different place, where abundance will be accepted and understood by everyone, where things that have been hidden from us, things that we say are forgotten. They're not forgotten. They were on purpose hidden from us. So there's a lot of information coming, and that's what we're going to be sharing at the Advanced Medicine Conference. That's the theme, things that have been hidden from us intentionally to prevent us from realizing our own power, our own ability to heal ourselves. The body is an innate, has its own innate ability to heal. But if we can get the garbage out of the way, then the body can heal. So I didn't mean to go on that huge diatribe. I feel like I'm preaching, but that's not what my intention was.
It's so good. It's so good, and it's so positive because people have been traumatized. So what happens is there's a lot of PTSD now, right? If we're not afraid of the virus, which I never was, I was afraid of what I was seeing them doing, like what you were talking about. We were seeing these elites, Anthony Fauci, literally murdering people in front of our eyes, putting this forward. They've done it in Canada as well. And we have over 150 dead doctors that were well and middle-aged, young, healthy doctors that have died. We have way more than that, doctors, but Dr. William Mack has pulled out 150. We've also had a lot of young kids, teenagers, die after getting the vaccine. Nothing else was wrong with them. And so this has given a lot of us cause to believe that we're in danger from people that seem to have power. But your message is a message of hope. Do you see with the United States and what's happening, the Hunter Biden laptop, the Biden criminal family, exposures of the money laundering that they've done. Do you believe that there's an era that we can push back and we can take back, the good life? Canada's a bit different, but yet we do seem to follow along with what America's going through.
Yeah, I do see that. I see that, you know, the mainstream media has the same story that they're telling everybody all over the world. The governments of most of the world are following the same narrative, but they're losing control. They're losing ground. If this was to be equated to a war, even though they've got all the weapons and they've got the control of the narrative and the censorship, even then they know that they're losing. They're steadily losing because the vast majority of people no longer, even if they don't believe what we believe, you know, they know that something doesn't smell right in what they had believed previously. Right now, like for the CNN's interview, when I was doing CNN interview, which was about a year and a half ago, it was October of 2021, I told them point blank, I said, I know why you're doing this interview. You're doing this interview because you're trying to jack up your ratings because your ratings are so low compared to my ratings. And I'm as an individual. You're doing this because you get more traffic. They didn't say anything because they knew it was true. They knew that I was going to, just me having me on their show was going to increase their viewership by a few million people at that point. And in fact, it's interesting because if you go on their website, if you do this to Google, at least a couple months ago, I did this CNN Buttar, that video pops up and all the commentary, I would say 95% commentary is all pro me and against CNN. So again, they were just trying to get their ratings up. And now we see what's happened. You know, they have just a few hundred thousand viewership. I do see what you just said. I see the United States and the so-called free countries, they may not be as quick to get there as they need to be. But remember that no significant change in society has ever happened because of a politician or politics or a group of body or, you know, society or an organization. It's always been when the people stand up and they're tired. And that's what's happening now. People are tired of the BS. And there's a lot of, you know, no matter what the media says, you know, look with your own eyes what you see. And you can see how when we go to certain places, you know, nobody's wearing a mask. I find it really amusing when you go to places like, say, Whole Foods, and you see these people that are paranoid about what they're eating. And they're very, very conscientious about how they're going to feed themselves. And they're looking at the ingredients, and they've got their masks on. And they yell at that person, saying, I don't understand how dangerous this virus is. And it's like, wait a second, you're trying to buy food, and you're looking at whether it's GMO or non-GMO. And yet, do you understand by taking the vaccine, you're the biggest genetically modified organism in this entire building? It's just a departure from logic that people just don't get. And so I think more and more people are starting to see that. And those that have taken the shots are seeing, wait a second, I shouldn't have done this because now I have this issue, now I have that problem, or my so-and-so friend died. And they're seeing it. It doesn't matter what the media is saying. They're experiencing it. They're seeing it. And the vast majority of the people that have taken the shot the first time will not take the shot again because of the detrimental effects that they had or what they observed or what they've read or what they've seen afterwards. I mean, even Pfizer's, you know, court case where they had the safety data where through the Freedom of Information Act, there was a request for the safety data. And they said that they needed they needed 56 years to release the safety data. And, thank God the judge said, no, you've got like 19 months to do it or whatever the number was, 8-9 months to do it. But I found it really amusing that, okay, so you take something that doesn't exist and you create it and you go through phase one, phase two, phase three clinical trials and you provide all the research to know that it's safe in less than a year and a half. But now you need 56 years just to release that information. I mean, listen to the absurdity and the departure from logic. Right. Or people finally getting it after a third grader points out the fact that, wait a second, why is it that I have to walk into this restaurant with a mask on? But when I sit down, I'm magically safe and I can take my mask off. You know, because a virus is very sophisticated. It knows that if you're a tall person, it's going to hit you. But if you sit down like a third grader, then it's not going to affect you. I mean, again, how stupid of a group of people does it take to start to believe this type of nonsense? And I think more and more people are realizing it, and I'm grateful. The one thing this has shown, well, there's two things this whole fiasco has shown me. One, that I did not realize how many people were this foolish. In fact, I have said this publicly a number of times, and then I think some people started thinking I was actually serious about it. But I got to the point where I would say that, you know, at this point, I'm starting to think that maybe Bill Gates may be onto something. I think maybe this depopulation agenda he has may have some grounds that, you know, that can stand, because there's just too many stupid people alive right now. Maybe the vaccine agenda is to take those people out. Now, you know, of course, I'm saying that facetiously. I don't want anybody to die. But the point is, more and more people are starting to see the truth. They're seeing the hypocrisy themselves. They're witnessing it. They can see that, oh, you know, don't do this and don't do that. But hey, you can get in a plane. You can't socialize in a convention center with more than 10 people, but you can get on a plane and travel. And then, oh, you gotta wear a mask, so you know that protects you. But just maintain 6 feet. But then you can sit next to somebody cramped up, you know, in the middle of the seat, in the middle of the aisle, and that's okay. And you can't eat or drink, but you can take your mask off because the virus knows not to bug you and not to affect you while you take your mask off, so you can drink your water and eat your peanuts. So it's just, you know, at a certain point, you realize that let the survival of the fittest, Darwinism, whatever you want to call it, let it take its place and let these people just eliminate themselves from the genetic pool.
Yeah, there comes a point where you just don't bother trying anymore. I was just saying that to someone, you know, the other day, because there was a guy still wearing a mask in a gas station. And I just thought I'd let him know that the virus is super small. Like, it's kind of like it just goes through, you know, the things. Well, it's just my safety level. Okay, well, just wear two then, you know, it's fine. It really has gotten to be a bit crazy. So what are you seeing coming out of this? We haven't seen them really stop the vaccine agenda, in spite of that there's all cause mortality is high and excess deaths across the world. It's not as if they're cluing in or going, oh, we're had. Like, they're not even yet admitting it. It seems like Biden and everybody's still pushing this. So what do you think is their goal in all of that? Because it would be good if we just stopped and said, there's a problem here.
Well, I think the goal is the same as it has always been. That is depopulation, population control, sterilization, reducing the footprint of mankind on the planet. And as Noah Yuval Harari talks about, the human beings are useless, hackable animals. And like Klaus Schwab talks about, by 30, you're going to own nothing and be happy. So their agenda has always been this, that when Klaus Schwab talks about the World Economic Forum and the fourth industrial revolution, he's actually talking about the Fourth Reich. Okay, this comes all the way back from the Third Reich, Hitler. Now they're talking about the Fourth Reich. In fact, just look at the World Economic Forum's logo and then tell me what the difference between the World Economic Forum's logo and a Nazi swastika is. There's no difference except that the World Economic Forum, it's multicolored, but it's the same swastika, right? So people have to understand, again, this is not something that started happening in 2019, 2020. This has been going on every 10 years. Go back to 2010. You know, that was H1N1. You go back another 10 years, and every 10 years there's been something, and this goes all the way back. And I think this has been going on for potentially centuries. This could have been going on, you know, since even before, since Egyptian times. There's always been that negative component, there would be the dark side or whatever you want to call it, you know, the Nephilim from the Book of Exodus, yeah. Whatever. There's so many different aspects.
And the Book of Enoch, apparently.
Yeah, the Book of Enoch, exactly. The Book of Enoch, when I studied religion, I'm of the Muslim faith myself, and I've read the Quran numerous times. I've read the Bible 30-some different times. I've read the Torah. But the Book of Enoch was the one that I really enjoyed reading the Book of Enoch, but I didn't read it when I was in college because I didn't know about it. It wasn't in the King James Version, so I never read it. I didn't read that till later on. And very interesting how it wasn't convenient for the religious hierarchy to have the Book of Enoch because they couldn't explain it, or they didn't want to explain it, or there was too many other aspects to it that didn't fit into their narrative. So they just took it out of the Bible. So I think that the agenda has been the same, and I think the agenda will continue to be the same, which is depopulation. But more and more people, as they realize that this is the agenda, and this is the reason I stood up in the beginning, because I have children. And my children are, you know, they're, thank God, my youngest is now 18. So I don't have little kids, but my children were my motivation. I believe that our purpose on this planet is to make conscious contact with the Creator at some point in our lives. And the second thing is to leave the planet a better place than we found it. And right now, the planet is not a better place, but that's because I believe this is a very important time because that change is happening. And so if you're alive right now and you're still alive right now, there's a reason behind it. And that is because God has a mission for each one of us to make sure that we do our part so that we can leave the world a better place, so that our progenies have an abundant life and have a great life, have a life that was the way that the Creator designed, not having to deal with this type of darkness. And I'm very confident that that's where it's going to be. And the worst case, you know, people go, well, what if you die? The doctor tells, what if you die while you're trying to do this? Then there's no other life. And I'm like, well,